Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good Monday morning. Pastor Jeff here. Hope that you had a great weekend. We had a wonderful weekend here in Texarkana. We had our Turning Point weekend, which is our big student ministry weekend, and had 151 students from 6th grade to 12th grade gather and stay in host homes and hear the word and worship. It was just a wonderful time, and God did a great work, and they were all there sitting on the front rows at church yesterday morning, and so it was exciting. You can talk about energy. There was tons of energy. I kicked off a brand new sermon series on spiritual gifts. I'm calling it from 1 Corinthians 12:1, now concerning spiritual gifts. And our students did a great job staying awake, because when they do Turning Point weekend, they're up for many hours into the night, going to bed at 1-2 o'clock in the morning, and then getting up early. So most of them stayed awake and stayed with me, so I was very, very pleased. Well, I wanted to read to you from Proverbs chapter 14, verse 15. This is what the scripture says: "The naive believes everything, but the prudent man considers his steps." The naive believes everything. Jesus said, "Don't judge according to appearance sake, but judge with righteous judgment." Now, when it comes to sifting through the news, it's very, very important that we don't judge based on appearance sake, that we judge with righteous judgment, that we do our homework, because fake news abounds in our world today, and evil men and imposters do proceed from bad to worse, as the Lord says, deceiving and being deceived. And many are very deceptive when it comes to reporting news. They have their own slant on the news. They are selectively reporting news. And nothing could be more deceptive than what we just went through with the COVID-19 disease, pandemic, plandemic, whatever you want to call it, and the vaccines associated with that, and the boosters associated with that. Well, when I was in Nashville for the National Religious Broadcasters Convention just 2 weeks ago, one of the ladies that I got to interview was author Sally Saxon, and I didn't get very much time with her, and I wanted to have more time because she's written a brand new book called The COVID-19 Vaccines and Beyond: What the Medical Industrial Complex is Not Telling Us. And it says on the cover, "Safe and effective," in quotes, and another quote, "The only way to end COVID." Well, Sally Saxon is an attorney, and she wrote this along with two medical doctors to sound the alarm on what is going on with Big Pharma, what is going on in a bigger picture with the COVID vaccines and beyond. And so, Sally, welcome again to the program.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Jeff. It's a real pleasure to be with you again.
Well, I appreciate you coming back on, Sally, and we didn't get to talk as extensively as I wanted to when we were in Nashville, and so I appreciate you being willing to come back on. Let's just back up a little bit and say, what prompted you to write this book? This is pretty fresh off the presses. So what was the impetus for this book?
Well, actually, back in late 2021, early 2022, I was in the process of updating and expanding a different book called Globalists on Trial, The Hidden Agenda to Destroy America from Within. And I was going to include a chapter on just COVID, the pandemic, plandemic, as you can call it, and one on the vaccines. So I was doing research on that. And then the more research I did about the vaccines, the worse it got, and the more heartbreaking it was, like especially to hear testimonies of several people who had gotten the shots early on after the rollout, which it rolled out in December of 2020. And so a lot of the healthcare workers were among the first to get the shot. And I started hearing more and more testimonies of how they'd been seriously injured. you know, from the shots, and it just totally upended their life. And so, you know, I thought, oh, gee, what can I do to help stop this, you know, thing, because this isn't good. And so the more research I did, the more I kept finding out that how harmful these shots, you know, could be, and that there was, you know, a lot of, you know, deception and lies behind this. And, you know, like, for example, just the claim that these are safe and effective, safe and effective. You know, how many times did we hear that?
Mm-hmm.
And yet, how could anyone even claim that when there had been no long-term studies? Because if you're saying they're safe, you're implying they're safe over the long term. But the time frame in which these, you know, came out was so short, and the length of the clinical trials was so short, there's not enough time to have done, you know, long-term safety studies. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, there were just, you know, a lot of clues right from the beginning that there was something very wrong with the official narrative that the corporate media were reporting. And so I started putting together my, you know, research into a little report that I was just going to run off on my laser printer and you know, distribute it locally to doctors in the area, trying to persuade them to, you know, not recommend these shots. But then the more research I did, the longer my report got. And next thing I know, I've got this booklet, and then it gets into a much bigger booklet. And at that point, I decided to, I needed some additional medical perspective, you know, mm-hmm. from one or two doctors. And my one of my pastors introduced me to Dr. Deb Biglione, who lives in my general area. And she was in the health freedom, you know, space at that point. And so she said she'd be glad to read it. She knew Dr. Jim Thorpe, whom many in your audience may have heard of because he's interviewed quite a bit, you know, in the independent media. He's an OBGYN doctor, and he's been speaking out passionately on behalf of his patients, you know, the pregnant moms and even women of reproductive age, and saying how you know, an experimental drug like this should never, ever, ever be given to you know, to pregnant women or women of reproductive age. And so they both read it and decided, ooh, you know, they wanted to help me, you know, with this, because they were looking, you know, for something like this, or they hadn't seen anything quite like what I'd put together, where I just gathered information from a lot of different sources, you know, mm-hmm. interviews, articles, studies, and so forth, and put it all in one place that helps sort of paint the picture of not just data, but it's telling a story, mm-hmm. Too, of, you know, the corruption and deceptive schemes and just so many ways that they can manipulate data and so forth, and the story, like, what's the motive behind it?
Right.
Why is there so much deception? And so we get into that and some of the biblical issues as well at the end, you know, talking about the big picture.
That's a huge red flag. It should be for anybody, Sally, is when there's so much misinformation and squelching of information and you know, the refusal to let other people ask questions, that kind of thing. Well, you have a chapter in the book that's titled this, "Was a Vaccine Even Necessary?" And I think the answer to that, based on the statistics, the answer to that would be no. We didn't need that at all.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And especially when some of the data supporting that is from the CDC and Pfizer, you know, zone data and documents. You know, that's some of the strongest kinds of evidence. And I'm a retired attorney, so, you know, I'm keen on looking at evidence and weighing how strong is this evidence? How mm-hmm. credible is the evidence? Is it unbiased and without conflict of interest? You know, how strong is evidence? Because anybody can make any kind of claim. But do they have solid, credible evidence to back it up? And when it comes to that issue, you know, it's it became very apparent to me that a vaccine wasn't ever necessary in the first place. And yet, you know, one problem that concerns me a lot, and I'm sure concerns you as well, is that a lot of, you know, people are not doing critical thinking anymore.
Yes.
And asking questions when questions ought to be asked. And, you know, like even in the proverb that you quoted, you know, earlier, right before mm-hmm. we started talking, it's like we need to be asking questions, and that, you know, we've gotten away with for a long time of just accepting what we're told through the corporate media,
right.
But it has become increasingly clear, you know, over the past several decades, and especially the last few years, that we can't just accept what we're told, because there's so much lying. I mean, and on every point. And this was one of the things that really surprised me when I was doing my research. Now, I've been aware of the agenda, you know, the bigger agenda that's been going on for, you know, one world government and so forth for, you know, the last few decades. And I knew how a lot of the different ways and methods that, you know, these folks at the top of this pyramid used to deceive people. But what it surprised me when I was researching this subject about the vaccines was how many different points and ways that they deceive people. I mean, it's just practically every single point that they could have lied or suppressed or censored or something like that, manipulated data, they did.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my thinking is, like in our book, we talk about four specific you know, ways that or reasons why a vaccine was not even necessary in the first place. And that's beyond the issue of natural immunity that God gave us in our bodies being superior to vaccine immunity that's man-made. Beyond that, there were like four main reasons, and one of them was that 95% effective claim. You remember that one?
Right.
That we kept hearing, you know, it's 95% effective. Well, what did most people think that that meant when they heard that? You know, they thought that, oh, if I get these shots, I'll have a 95% chance of not getting COVID. Would you agree that would be the typical?
That's the normal response to that, yes.
Yeah, well, that is not at all what that 95% figure represents. And when I looked into this and saw what it actually represents, it was like I was outraged, and I believe that most other people would be too if they knew what it really represents. And without getting too technical, there are two different measures of risk reduction that the FDA talks about when a, you know, pharmaceutical company is talking about the effectiveness of a drug and how much it reduces the risk of getting, you know, whatever the drug is intended to prevent. And one of them is called relative risk reduction. The other is called absolute risk reduction. And the FDA guidelines specifically say you should, when communicating with the public, you know, you should never use the relative risk reduction, because patients are unduly influenced when risk information is presented using that relative risk approach. And that can lead to suboptimal, meaning not ideal, you know, decisions.
Right.
And so, of course, the pharmaceutical companies know that. But what did they do? They used the relative risk reduction factor, which was 95%.
They pushed it anyway.
What does that represent?
Sally, hold that thought. We're up against a break. We're talking to Sally Saxon. The book is called The COVID-19 Vaccines and Beyond, What the Medical Industrial Complex is Not Telling Us. You're listening to Real Truth for Today, and I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve. We'll be right back. I'd like to take a minute and have a heart-to-heart with you. If you're able,
Place your hand over your heart. Can you feel it? My strong heartbeat reminds me that I'm alive. See, it's the same for an unborn baby. Their heart begins to form at conception, and at just 3 weeks is already beating. At 5 weeks, a baby's heartbeat can be heard on ultrasound. That's where preborn steps in, rescuing 200 babies every day from abortion simply by providing a mother with a free ultrasound and allowing her to hear her child's heartbeat and see their perfectly formed body in the womb. By 6 weeks, eyes are forming. By 10 weeks, a baby is able to suck his or her thumb. Preborn needs our help to save these precious souls. For just $28, you could be the difference between the life or death of a baby. All gifts are tax deductible. To donate, just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or donate securely at preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at AFR.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here. We're talking to author Sally Saxon and her book, The COVID-19 Vaccines and Beyond, What the Medical Industrial Complex is Not Telling Us. Now, we started off the program with Proverbs 14:15, which is a really good verse when it comes to the issues related to the COVID virus and the COVID-19 vaccines and the boosters. It says this, Proverbs 14:15, "The naive believes everything, but the prudent man considers his steps." I've been frustrated, Sally, with our medical community for not calling out the CDC and Pfizer and Moderna and J&J, Big Pharma in general, on these vaccines and demanding that they be taken off the market based on the adverse effects, the multiple cases of adverse effects, even death associated with the vaccine. And I don't understand. We're not talking, this isn't social science where two honest people can disagree. These are facts that you can reproduce in a lab, that you can see what's going on. Medicine is supposed to be built on science, on biology and chemistry and those kinds of things. And so this isn't something that's up for debate necessarily. It's something that says, okay, here's the data. This is what this stuff is doing. This is not good for human consumption. What do you say to that?
I totally agree with you, and this is one of the great frustrations among people in the health freedom movement who are trying to help persuade people, especially healthcare professionals, that the safe and effective narrative is a lie, and it's based even on the CDC's own data. Even on Pfizer's own data that they had early on, in the first several weeks and few months after the vaccine rollout. I think different people in the healthcare community have, different reasons for not speaking out against these and for not even seeing that there's a problem. There's a big problem. And it's very frustrating. And part of the problem is, even though there are many, I believe, based on what I've heard from some doctors, that there are many healthcare providers who are aware of the problems, but they can't say anything because they will lose they'll be subject to losing their jobs mm-hmm. and being fired. And so that's a real tough decision. When you're the main breadwinner in the family, and you've got kids to support, and you've got your just basic daily living expenses, what do you do? And unfortunately, I think that for Christians, especially, we need to make some hard decisions these days, like in that very situation where a doctor, for example, knows the data, if they know the data, they know how harmful it is, or maybe they've seen a lot of vaccine-injured patients, or they've had some who died that they attribute to the vaccine, even if they know that and they choose to keep their job anyway, this is where I think we need a shift. It's a very tough decision, but you know, God calling us to come out of the old system that's so corrupt and based on lies and deception. And this also involves the issue of medical insurance as well, because so many patients will only do the treatments that their medical insurance will cover. The insurance companies are part of this whole medical industrial complex that are part of the bigger problem. Another concern is there are a lot of healthcare providers, I believe, who still think that the shots are safe and effective, or at least they did for a long time, you know, early on. I think the tide is beginning to turn with some of those folks, but, you know, most of the damage has been done.
The big pharma companies that produce this, AstraZeneca and Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson, they're indemnified, so you can't sue them. You can take a shot and drop dead, and there's no recourse. Is that correct?
That's a very interesting issue because, I mean, that has been the thinking up to this point because of the PrEP Act, you know, from 1986, and what the immunity from liability that the pharmaceutical companies have. But, you know, being a retired attorney, I've been listening to what some of the lawyers have been saying and the grounds upon which they've been working to poke holes in that and, you know, get compensation for their injured victims. As well as for family members of some who have died. And this is a whole thing. In fact, tomorrow I'm leaving to go to a COVID litigation conference for a couple days. I went to the first time they held that last year. And so it'll be a gathering of lawyers, you know, and doctors looking at how can we make some of these people accountable for decisions that they've made, you know, talking about the big healthcare systems, the pharmaceutical companies, of course, and others. There, in this case, you know, where there's fraud involved, you know, that raises some other issues, you know, and the whole statutory framework for this, you know, makes it kind of difficult, but there are ways that, I'll just say there are ways that the lawyers are exploring to get around the apparent restrictions of the PrEP Act, where the pharmaceutical companies think they can get off scot-free. It doesn't matter, you know, how many injuries or deaths may be caused. You know, they've got that legislation in place to help protect them. So it may slow things down somewhat, but, you know, there's a lot of lawyers who are working very hard to find ways around this and use other kinds of legal causes of action to base, you know, claims on so that we can get some financial, you know, compensation for the countless thousands and millions who've been
lives
injured.
Just destroyed. Well, early on, people that questioned were squelched and called kooks and nuts and conspiracy theorists and all those things. And if you had an opinion that this was planned in a laboratory and it didn't just come in through the wet market in China, you were considered a nut and a, you know, conspiracy theorist. Well, the more you study, the more you realize, hey, all that stuff was true. And the conspiracy theorists seem to be batting 1,000. Now, I would imagine, Sally, you are considered a conspiracy theorist. One part of the book, part four, The Big Picture and What's in the Vaccines, you have a chapter, The Great Reset and the Globalist New World Order. So, backing up from just the nitty-gritty of the COVID pandemic and the vaccines, there's a more nefarious plot in play here.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is evident from even before the vaccines were rolled out, where you could tell, for example, when we were talking about that issue of the vaccines not even being necessary in the first place, one of the indicators we talk about in the book is, as you and many of your audience may be aware of, there were many doctors all over the world who were very successfully treating COVID with the very medicines that the government was telling them, don't use that, don't use ivermectin, don't right. use hydroxychloroquine, don't use, you know, budesonide, all these things. And you know, it should have started people thinking that, well, wait a minute, if these are working for so many people, I mean, we're talking millions of people around the world, even hundreds of millions of people, like in India, they use, you know, ivermectin and some other things. Why would the government not want people to try to use these drugs and for early treatment that were being used so successfully, and instead send people home from the emergency room and tell them, well, you get worse, come on back, and then they would end up on remdesivir and intubation, you know, all too often in the hospital, and then die. You know, what? Why would the government be so resistant? Not only resistant, but they actually demonized right. those drugs, as you recall. And so, you know, that should click something in our mind to say, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. You know, why would the government not want to use something that so many other doctors are using very successfully? And the whole thing, of course, was to get to the vaccines. And the one expression I often use in the book and otherwise is that, okay, the people who were behind all things COVID were hell-bent on getting these vaccines. And so, you know, whatever lies had to be made up and put into the official narrative, you know, to get the vaccines approved and then accepted by the public, you know, anything goes, because these people behind not just all things COVID, but behind so many other things that are not as they appear to be, you know, it's just, you know, just really incredible how they operate. And so, you know, when, by the way, on the topic of this issue of why a vaccine wasn't even necessary, I wanted to just go back and quickly finish one thought before the break, because this was another lie that was so important, you know, for people to know. And this had to do with, we were talking about that 95% effective claim. So Pfizer's documents, you know, from their clinical trials showed that less than one, if you got no shot at all in their clinical trials, if you got the placebo, the results were that you had only less than 1% chance of getting COVID. And if you got the shot, it reduced that number, already less than 1%, another 95% to something even less than 1%. So, you know, when you start out with less than 1% to begin with, that's what's very outraging to people. So when they start manipulating numbers like that, and the FDA, you know, let them get by with that claim, you know, it should tell you something else is going on here. There's some nefarious agenda that they're trying to carry out.
How, Sally, when people consider the vaccines, We always think that they're uniform. So if you get a Pfizer vaccine, it's the same thing. It's like ordering a cheeseburger at McDonald's. It's the same everywhere you get it. But that wasn't the case with the COVID vaccine, was it?
That's correct. You're correct. And this was apparent even in the documentation prior to emergency use authorization being granted, before the shots were even rolled out. Pfizer knew this. And then after the rollout, there were some studies done by some meticulous researchers who really took a deep dive into many individual batches of the vaccines, even by the same manufacturer, and found that the majority of the injuries and deaths were coming from batches, just a much smaller percentage of the batches, and that, you know, some batches didn't really have any adverse effects associated with them. And others had, some, but not huge amounts, and others had very large numbers, relatively speaking, of adverse events associated with them. So, you know, it gives you the idea that, and we can see this, too, in other studies afterwards, and in probably among the people we know as well. I know people who got the shots and didn't seem to have any adverse reaction at all, and yet others have, unfortunately, died or suffered serious injuries. So
the potency was very, very different from one batch to the next.
Well, yeah, it could be that potency or different ingredient, different combinations of ingredients, including undisclosed ingredients. There were, some issues that experts raised regarding the safety and toxicity of some of the disclosed ingredients. But then there's, other things that were not disclosed at all.
But Sally, typically, if you get a vaccine or you get any kind of medicine, I just was on Tamiflu, you're expecting it to be the same. This is the formula for the medicine, and it doesn't vary widely between one batch to the other. Why would this vary so widely? That was on purpose?
When you look at all the evidence together, I mean, it appears that there's no way this could be accidental, that there was a purposeful intent, to vary, the contents of the batches, or there are other factors that might have contributed too. Like, remember how the requirements for storing these vaccines involve very, very cold temperatures.
Right.
And so if the temperature wasn't maintained at that level, by the time somebody got, their shot, how might that have affected the thing?
Right. Well, we're talking we're talking to Sally Saxon. The book is called The COVID-19 Vaccines and Beyond. You're listening to Real Truth for Today. When we come back from the break, we'll be taking your calls. If you have a call question for Sally, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. And she'd be happy to answer your question. And we'll be right back in just a couple of minutes.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email PastorJeff@FromHisHeart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here talking to Sally Saxon. Her new book is called The COVID-19 Vaccines and Beyond, What the Medical Industrial Complex is Not Telling Us. She wrote this in conjunction with Deb Viglione, who's a medical doctor, and also a medical doctor, James A. Thorpe. So this isn't just an attorney coming up with this. She's got backing from the medical community that are helping her look at all this data. And as shocking, it's a great read and it's a great resource because we are being lied to. And that's something that is just repulsive to me, that people in a position of authority regarding our physical health would be lying to us and pushing something on us that is going to be harmful. You know, it's kind of like the guy at Halloween that takes a pixie stick and puts arsenic in the pixie stick. To me, that person is so evil because they are poisoning a little kid, and the guy putting poison in the Tylenol capsules, as was the case some years ago before they had all the tamper-resistant bottles, that is just the worst. Somebody takes a medicine thinking it's going to make them better, trusting that it's going to make them better, and it ends up killing them. Well, that's the world in which we live in today, and we need to be aware of what's going on, and we need to be vigilant and prayerfully considering all things that we're hearing. So we're going to the phone lines, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. If you have a question for Sally, she'd be more than happy to answer that. And we have Jackie on the line from Mississippi. Jackie, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Yeah, thank you. I enjoy your program.
Thank you, sir.
The question I'd like to ask is, I didn't take the vaccine, but some of my family members did. Mm-hmm. Is anything they can do to offset this medicine or this drug that they took?
Yes, great question. Sally, what would you say to that?
Yeah, well, thank you for that question, Jack. There are solutions that are being provided, but one of the things is that you're probably not going to find most of them in the conventional modern medicine, you know, model. In other words, you have to kind of go outside of that to find some other solutions. Now, have your family members experienced any adverse reactions at all?
No, ma'am, not that I know of. But I had heart surgery, and the first thing they asked me, did I take the vaccine? I said no. But I have a son. One son took it, one didn't. And I was just, you know, I'm worried about him.
Yeah. Okay. So there are different groups and different doctors, healthcare providers of different kinds who have developed some protocols for how to deal with some vaccine injuries or even people suffering from long COVID. And I think, you know, instead of mentioning some of them specifically, I will post some of them on my website so that you can access them. Actually, I've done a mini podcast series that has show notes that has a lot of those sources in them. But, you know, depending upon what their reactions have been, you know, there are certain kinds of things that, you know, they would want to consider in treating different types of, you know, injuries that they've had. Because if you go to just a regular medical doctor, probably most of them are not even, they're not going to know mm-hmm. what to do, or they're treating them in a conventional way, not realizing, you know, that there's, you know, some things in these vaccines that they haven't had to deal with before.
Right.
You know, these are new things. And so, you know, going outside the conventional model is what, you know, you're going to have to do. But actually, everyone, whether vaccinated or vaccinated now, really needs to be aware of what some of these protocols are, you know, for preventive purposes as well, because, you know, big pharma and the other powers that be that, you know, have been really poisoning us with different kinds of things, you know, they're kind of putting even, you know, these dangerous things in our air, water, in the environment, even in different, you know, substances like even clothing or just, you know, all kinds of different chemicals. So we're all under attack, mm-hmm. and we all need to protect ourselves from, you know, these foreign proteins that, and they're even developing and have developed vaccines that can be dispersed in ways where you don't actually go and get an injection. You know, even putting them in the food
right.
and different things.
That's what I've seen.
You know, and so we all need to be very vigilant about this and have a very healthy skepticism of anything Big Pharma is doing. And so if you go, I'll give you the website, and I will post these later today, but thecdbook.com. CD stands for COVID vaccine, thecdbook.com. And I'll take the sources that are cited in the mini podcast series, which I'll also give you the link to. It's free. And you can check out some of those resources on the websites of different providers and organizations and, you know, find out what some of the specific threats are, you know, to our bodies, you know, from the vaccines mm-hmm. and from the other, you know, ways that they're using technology now, you know, to really
to get
adversely affect our health.
Yeah. All right, Jackie, anything else? Was
one
that helpful?
Can I ask one more quick question?
Yes, sir.
And I'll hang up. Do you think that the government will fight this to keep us from getting something to help us? And I'll hang up and listen to you.
No, the government's part of the problem.
Yeah,
they are not working in our best interest. And
right.
the whole medical industrial complex, which includes government, you know, and not just the health, you know, related agencies like CDC and FDA, NIH, all these different ones, but even the government, Big Pharma, the medical insurance companies, the medical licensing boards, the medical publications, even a former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, which used to be one of the most prestigious ones, you know, she has said that, you know, we just can't trust, you know, most of the clinical research being done today because there's so many conflicts of interest and people being paid
right.
to come up with a certain outcome. And so we're all going to have to assume greater responsibility for our own health like never before.
Sally, I used to think it was just all the love of money with these pharmaceutical companies, but I do think it's even more nefarious than that. Obviously, the love of money is in there, and people are being bought off by big government or big tech or whoever it is, the elites that are pulling the strings. But it is more, I hate to say this, but it's almost like, hey, what do we do to thin down the herd? Let's poison them. And our next caller has a great question. Henry from Texas. Henry, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Oh, good morning. I love your show. Love your sermons. I'll make
Thank you,
this
sir.
Quick. So, question for Sally. I've read a lot of materials out there saying that they're adding some of this mRNA components to our produce. So what do we do to protect ourselves to make sure that we're not consuming the vaccine contents without, you know, our consent?
Great question.
Well, yeah. Thank you, Henry. That is a great question. Well, one thing is you really can't make sure of anything you buy in the supermarkets. And even things that are labeled organic, now they may have less toxins, but you know, there's so many toxins that they've used on everything that it's even, you know, difficult to say that organics are safe. They may be safer, but if you grow your own, I mean, that's the best that you can do. Mm-hmm. Probably growing, you know, even lettuce or whatever fruits and vegetables that you can grow yourself would be the first option. The other thing is finding out, you know, some of these protocols and the things that they've developed to help fight against these, you know, kinds of toxins and poisons that are being put in everything, you know, that we consume and, you know, including the water and the air. So I'd say those two things. Look for those protocols that various healthcare providers are providing, and also, you know, we shouldn't leave out, you know, prayer. I mean, like when we're getting ready for a meal, you know, we're used to saying grace as mm-hmm. Christians and thanking God and blessing the food, but yes. Now that I think becomes even all more important is yes. that, you know, looking to God as our first resort and for protection of our bodies and over the food that we eat, because obviously we have to eat, you know, something, and so we need all the protection we can get, and, you know, so, you know, let's not forget and to ask God to, you know, like, supernaturally remove or
yeah.
you know, any toxins from the food.
For sure. Keep us safe. Thank you, Henry, for that. It's a good question. Shirley from Tennessee. Shirley, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Good morning. My mother recently was in the hospital, and she had to get 2 blood transfusions. So I want to ask, is vaccine shedding real, and can it be shed through blood transfusions, and is there anything we can do to, you know, avoid all that? Because I don't understand why the Red Cross won't even just put on the bag, this one is vaccinated blood, this one isn't. Thank you.
Good question.
Yeah, well, Shirley, thank you so much. That is a very good question. Yes, about the blood transfusions, if we don't know whose blood they're coming from, yes, that can be a problem. And shedding is real, and there's more and more information coming out about that.
Well, what does that mean? What does that mean, Sally, shedding?
Yeah, great. For those who don't know, shedding refers to, like, when a vaccinated person kind of sheds some part of the vaccine to an unvaccinated person through some kind of close contact. And okay. It could even be just through the air. You know, it doesn't okay. necessarily, you know, a lot of times it's just physical, you know, touching somebody, like if we're sweating or, you know, something like that, it can be transmitted. And there's questions about, well, what is being transmitted from one person to another? You know, I've read some different things. It may be the spike protein. It may be graphene, you know, oxide. There's more research going on about that. But that is a real phenomenon. We saw it especially affecting a lot of people, a lot of women of all ages concerning their monthly cycles, for example. And even, you know, women in their 60s or 70s, you know, postmenopausal suddenly started, you know, having issues again with this. And for women of reproductive age, that was a real problem too. And it is a serious problem because, you know, it can even affect, like, young kids, for example, who may not have been vaccinated, but if one of their parents was, if their parents had, you know, one of the bad, you know, vaccines, you know, the kids could be affected. And so, you know, that is a very, very real thing. In terms of what can be done with it, I think, again, going back to the protocols that different healthcare providers have come up with mm-hmm. to address the issues of the foreign proteins and how to get those out of your body, and kind of try to undo, you know, some of the effects.
So if
I want to leave people with hope about that.
Right.
That
can you, Sally, let me ask you this. We're out of time, but can you put something on your website that would direct people go to frontline doctors or wherever where they might be able to find a protocol to help them combat the shot?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Yeah. So the website is the CV coronavirus book. COVID vaccine.
CVbook.com.
Yeah, C for Corona or COVID and V for vaccine. Well, you've been listening to Real Truth for Today, and I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve. Sally, thank you so much for being my guest today. The book is called The COVID-19 Vaccines and Beyond, so you can pick that up at her website. Go out, shine, and share for Christ. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.